Hello friends, welcome to the SOS Podcast. I'm your host Carl, thanks for joining me. This week, there were two songs I heard while I was driving in my car that got me thinking. The first one is
Nobody Like You Lord by Miranda Curtis.
And the second one is Nobody Greater by Vashawn Mitchell. These are not new songs to me. I've heard them before and I've sung them before. Well, I've tried to sing them before. I don't know that I know all the words, but you know what you do when you hear a song that you kind of know, but not really. And so you sing the parts you do know, and you don't sing the parts you don't know, or you make up your own words or whatever. You know, you're worshiping God, so you figure, well, I don't have to get the song right. As long as I'm worshiping God, it's all good. Well, I'm listening to these songs, and I start to kind of think about my perspective regarding what I'm saying. So, for example, and I may have talked about this before, we see these t-shirts. I don't know if you ever saw somebody wear a t-shirt that says, Jesus is my homie. I really don't like that t-shirt. I don't like it on a bumper sticker. Don't like people saying that. I think there is a status to our relationship with Jesus Christ, even though he calls us friends. It's a status that's much higher than a homie. He's holy. This is the Son of God. This is God incarnate. Same with the Father and with the Spirit. God calls us his friends. But there's something about God that lets us know that he is not our homie. We're not buddies. We're not chums. That kind of friendship is so much different. It's a holy friendship. It's a holy relationship. He's righteous. When we look at how lowly we are compared to him, that's just not the kind of attitude we should have toward our friendship with him. Those are the things that are running through my head as I'm singing these songs, because the words are clear. There's nobody greater. There's nobody like the Lord. So the question is, when we sing these songs, who are we worshiping? I think the lyrics to these songs are obvious. God is holy, meaning set apart, sanctified. He's distinct. He's different. He's unique. There is no one on earth. There is nothing on earth like God. The way we view him has to be different from the way we view everything and everyone else in our lives. So let's think about that. Are there times when we dumb God down a little bit? Not necessarily meaning that we think he's not as smart as he is, but we bring him down a couple notches to our level or close to our level, or maybe just not necessarily to our level, but we bring him down a couple notches below where he belongs. Maybe to make ourselves feel better, maybe because we don't really understand exactly how holy he is, exactly how much greater he is than everyone and anything else. We were talking at Bible study on Friday night about the counterfeit nature of the devil. He's not a creator. He doesn't create anything. He just manipulates and twists things around, and he makes inferior copies in order to deceive. But he's not the only one doing that. There are lots of people out there influenced by him or other demonic forces in the kingdom of darkness to do the same thing. To create godlike figures, false gods, these idols for us to worship. But these songs tell us the truth, which is that there's nothing, there's no one like God or greater than God. And so we have to analyze who it is we worship. This is the great deception. If you don't know God, if you're not bowing to the true God in all his glory, just as he is, if you have some image in your mind of who and what he is that is different than the truth, well, you know what? It is not going to be hard to be deceived. It's going to be really easy to be deceived and start to follow something that's a little inferior. And beyond that, I mean, if we're taking ourselves to the place where we say we want to worship God, but we want to worship him just a little differently. Like, there's some stuff about him that he thinks that I don't really necessarily think. So I'm going to worship like 95% of God. Yeah, you can't do that. It's all or nothing with him. You go 100% or you don't go at all. We all know what it says in Revelation, right? He He'd prefer that we be cold than lukewarm, because those who are lukewarm will be spit out of his mouth. It's a picture of complete disgust. It's like, I don't know if you ever, let me tell you a story. So my friend Becky, she used to go to Mexico quite often, and she used to bring back candy that I would not classify as candy. We're talking about some kind of crazy freeze-dried mango on a lollipop covered in chili powder. That's not candy. I don't know what anyone's definition of candy is exactly. I'm just gonna say, objectively, this is not an opinion, it's a fact. That is not candy. The first time she gave me one of those, which I think was also the last time, I just took a little whiff of the aroma of the chili powder and it turned my stomach. It took me about 5 minutes to finally get up the courage to taste that thing. And I'll tell you, the look on my face must have been priceless. I mean, I was totally disgusted. I was like, okay, one taste is enough. And she said, no, this is what you gotta do. You gotta keep it in your mouth, and then eventually the chili powder kind of dissolves and you get to the mango and it's a really good flavor. And I said, no. That's enough for me. I tasted the chili powder and I'm done. I had tasted enough. And it was not the flavor I wanted. That's what happens when we're lukewarm. When we say to God, yeah, you know what, I kind of like you, I kind of want to follow you, I kind of love you, but I think you're wrong on some things, so I'm almost going to worship you, but not really. But I'm going to represent to people that I do worship you, even though I don't worship you all the way. And I might even tell them, I follow Jesus, kind of, I just don't agree with this, that, and whatever. That's not a position we want to be in. If we want to know if we are following the one true God, a good question is he on the same level as anyone or anything else we know? If he is, there's a problem, because God is greater. There's no one like him. There's nothing like him. If we are worshiping and following the one true God, we're going to hold him in the highest place, the highest position. We're going to have the most reverence for him. This act of worship, these acts of worship that we perform, will be only for him. We don't share that between him and some other things or people. If we're doing that, then there's a problem. Then we need to ask ourselves the question, who exactly is this God I'm worshiping? How do I view him? What does he look like to me? If my devotion isn't there 100%, why is that? Do I think there are people walking around today who have a way too casual view of the God we serve? Who think, yeah, he's my homie, let's go. We're working in collaboration, so we're kind of on the same level. Of course, I used to think that. This idea of partnering with God and working together with him through this walk of sanctification as we work out our salvation with fear and trembling. I used to think, you know, we're co-laborers on the same level, and we're not. We are definitely co-laborers, but he's leading. And I'm following. We can't forget that he's our father and we're his children. A father is not peers with his children. It's a great relationship they can share, love, admiration, respect, all of those things. But there is a distinction between the father and the child. There is a way that that child needs to yield to that father, needs to offer respect to that father. And that's where we are with God. He is really cool with us. He loves us. He wants us to work with him. He gave his son for us. That's incredible. That's amazing. That's unbelievable. Who else would do that? That's the point. Who else would do something like that? The God we serve is so much different than anyone or anything we will ever encounter in this world. And we've got to view him in the right light. We've got to understand our position in relationship to him. We have to understand what it means to hold him in the right light, what it means to hold him in the wrong light. Not only is there no one greater than him, but there's no one even like him. There's no one even matching that level. He is the only holy one. He is the only good one. Any goodness or holiness that we carry is only through him. It's imputed through the Son. That's how we attain that. We don't have that. We didn't make that. We didn't create that. I didn't get there. Jesus gave that to me, and he gives that to you too. Who would do that? Who would take their cloak of righteousness and perfection and just put it on us? What are we? We're imperfect. We're fallen. We were his enemies first, and then he made us his friends. Let us treat him with the respect and the reverence that he deserves. Let us make sure that we don't take these relationships casually. It's not the same as the friendship you have with the guy who lives next door. It's not the same as the friendship you have with your best friend in third grade. This is a much different kind of relationship, because there's nobody like God. There's nobody greater than God. We will never encounter another being like him. It's an honor and a privilege. It's so special that he counts us as friends. But we also need to understand that he is the holy God, God Almighty, the creator of everything we see, and the one who will redeem us for eternity. Father God, thank you that you, in such a high and lofty place, would come down to where the lowly reside, that you would become one of us, all for the sake of saving us. Father, we thank you for giving your Son. We thank you for allowing your Spirit to reside within us. We ask, God, that you increase our understanding and give us a right perspective of who we are in relationship to you, and who you are in relationship to everyone and everything else, Father. God, we ask that you keep our perspective right, that we would continue to honor and obey you as you deserve, that we would not bring you down to our level, that we would not trivialize this relationship we have with you, God, but that we would treat it with the honor and respect it is due. Father, we love you, and we can't wait to see you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good day, and God bless.
Soul, soul, out, out, soul.